I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Country superstar Garth Brooks has been a long-time holdout as far as distributing his music via the music platform iTunes. He now is a part owner of Ghost Tunes, and later we're going to talk to that company's chief operating officer for an insight on how that affects the music makers and the music lovers. And Nancy Fowler interviews Edna Patterson Petty and her granddaughter, Eugenia Alexander, about their relationship and their art. And tonight at the Kranzberg Arts Center, Hot City Theater's production of Leah Romeo's play, Reality, opens. But the reality is, this is the closing act for Hot City. Please welcome Hot City's Managing Director, Bess Moynihan. Hi, Bess. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you for having us.
We're going to meet cast members Maggie Conroy and Ben Nordstrom here in just a few minutes. But Hot City Theater came together in 2004 with the merger of Hot House Theater Company and City Theater. What can you tell us about Marty Stanberry and his role in all of that?
Well, Marty was sort of the original creator of Hot House Theater. It's his baby, his ideas, his passion has driven this company through all of its sort of evolutions. And I've been a part of Hot City myself for around 8 years. And so getting to know Marty has been just a total blessing. He's an incredible artist. He's a really driven person, and this was his dream to run a theater company. So,
yeah, what can you tell me a little bit? I wish he wasn't able to join us today, but could you just share just a little bit about his background?
Yeah, Marty was in Chicago for many years. He studied acting and directing, and then moved to St. Louis and started Hot House Theater.
Yeah, and Hot House is known for something they called the Greenhouse New Play Festival Series, which
right.
is pretty big deal, I think.
It was a big deal, and it was definitely a source of major pride and everything for Hot City and everybody here at Hot City. So we would take subscriptions or submissions from playwrights over the United States for we'd usually get about 300, and then we'd have a small committee read through them, and Maggie, who you'll meet later, was one of our readers for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd choose the top three scripts and present them in staged readings, and the winner of those staged readings would then get a full production in Hot City's next season. And the Greenhouse really was the lifeblood of Hot City. It was the driving source of what we did, especially in the past 8 years, is new plays, new play development, and the importance of that.
Looking back, are there any particular productions or events that stand out to you as far as Hot City Theater's history is concerned that you sort of treasure?
There's been so many performances and so many great moments in time for everybody that's been a part of Hot City, but I know that a major source of pride, a really big hit, was when we produced Equus. It was in our second, maybe third season at the Kranzberg, and it was just a brilliant show, brilliantly directed by Doug Finlayson, and it was just a huge source of pride, so that was a big one for us.
So Hot City Theater will be no more after this production. Can you talk just a little bit about what was involved in the decision to close? Was it economic reasons, personal?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, myself and Marty have sort of been captaining the ship alone for a few years. We had a marketing director as well. But it's a lot of work to run a theater company, and it's not our number one job. I mean, Marty works in insurance, and I've been in production and work at Washington University now. So it was – we called it our hobby job, and – when your passion sort of goes away and it becomes a lot of work, it's hard to find the passion, the drive to keep going. And you start wondering, like, why are we doing what we're doing? But I think that's the red flag is, like, you know, if we're not enjoying this and we don't have passion to keep going, then maybe we need to step away from it. And we get to do it on our terms now. We get to walk away when we are financially secure. We're not going to be scraping around for pennies to pay everybody for the final production. I mean, we're doing it our way, and it really feels like the right time.
Well, I think Hot City really made an impact on the theater scene here. What, in your opinion, what's the legacy, you think?
I think Hot City, the legacy is the fact that we were so daring and bold. We did it our way, no matter what anyone said. Hot City has just been a force in the theater community. And we hired the union too. I think that made us a standout, union actors and stage managers. So I think pioneering the way for what small professional theater is here in St. Louis.
Well, we wish you and Marty the best. Please give them our regards, would you?
I will. I definitely will. Thank you.
Well, Reality makes its premiere in St. Louis, opening tonight. And here now, please welcome cast members Maggie Conroy and Bid Nordstrom. Hi to both of you.
Hey there. Thanks.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this play is based on a very known reality show, and I'm going to make a confession right up front. I have never at one time watched more than 5 minutes of The Bachelor.
Disappointed in you.
How do you live? How do you get through?
That's fantastic.
I'm not really a reality guy, but I know the playwright is.
I'm not going to say who, but somebody at this table follows Chris Harrison on Instagram.
Why you gotta be like
why is everyone looking at Maggie?
It is my guilty pleasure, St. Louis. I love The Bachelor.
I'm probably the only one that's never seen it, but I mean, I know what it's all about and everything. So, I don't know. Are reality shows real anyway, do you think?
I don't think anymore so much.
That's sort of what this play sort of explores, are the levels of reality. Why would anybody get involved on one of those shows? What even just...
Money? That's right? My guess.
Yeah, to be a star.
Yeah, the motivations.
Your five minutes of fame.
And these characters are interesting that Leah put together because everybody's sort of in it for a different, totally different reason. And I think that helps really tell that story, really make it interesting.
Before we talk about the characters, the playwright, Leah Romeo, I came across something that she did an interview just earlier this month. They did a reading of this play at the Playwrights Theater of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And they asked her what inspired her to write reality, and this is what she said. She said, "I'm something of a reality TV fanatic for reasons that are mysterious even to myself. And I figured that if I wrote a play about it, then I could count all those hours watching The Bachelor's research."
That sounds like a perfect answer.
But then she went on to say she was fascinated by the way television and the promise of fame acts as a crucible to bring out these very extreme things in people. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what it does?
That's true. I would agree with that. I mean, I think because I have watched just a few episodes.
How many?
I can't say.
I certainly can't count it on one hand.
A few seasons, maybe. I don't know. No, I think it's fascinating and awful, but it's – I mean, you see these people get on the show and – watch them become almost brainwashed to a certain degree of what they're being told and told to say and told to do. And, I mean, it makes for fascinating television, which is why I think 2/3 of television is reality shows now.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's good TV and it's cheaper to produce, certainly. I think that's a big part. But it is – a lot of it these days is even scripted. And if it's not scripted, it's very arranged and set up and they know how to get – what they want out of
them. And they know they're on camera. Right. I mean, you're supposed to believe
it's – right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, let's talk about your character, Annie. There's another character, Matt, who's not with us here today, but it's about you and Matt. What's going on between you two?
So Annie is a girl from a small town in Iowa who went on this reality show that is called Looking for Love, which is just like The Bachelor, and where 25 women are set up in a house who all fall in love with one man in hopes that he will propose to them. And Annie goes on the show, and she wins. And this play begins at that proposal when they're shooting the proposal scene, which is the final episode of the show. And I have found my soulmate in Matt, and he asks me to marry him, and that is where our play begins and sort of dives off from there.
So Matt's played by Tyler Vickers. What kind of guy is he? I don't mean Tyler. I mean the character.
Matt is your typical, like, American bachelor. He's built and beautiful and knows
rich.
How to work a room and charming and rich and has a good family and a good job and is what...
And he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah, he is. He's every girl's dream.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with Matt.
Now, Ben,
which is the problem.
Let's follow up on that later. Ben, you play Josh, and you're the show's producer.
Yeah.
And I have worked in commercial broadcasting, so I know a little bit about your character. This guy is, well, he's all about the numbers and the ratings, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a job to do, and so he wants the show to be successful, and so he wants to manage the talent and keep them happy and keep them feeling good. And part of even when the show was completed shooting. You know, we're now airing the shows, so we have to keep people happy and keep that a secret from the press until the finale airs. So that's kind of Josh's job.
Now, when you say managing the talent, mm-hmm. do you mean managing what they're projecting on screen?
Absolutely.
Which has nothing to do with reality, by the way.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, although we don't get into that really in the play so much because the play begins with the final episode being shot. But I think absolutely that's part of getting – I think they know what they want and they know – then they therefore know how to go get it from these real – quote-unquote real people. But it's also about managing them after, you know, after the show is done and keeping things together.
We're talking about Hot City Theater's production of Reality, which opens tonight at the Kranzberg. And Bess, this is a four-actor play, and an actress by the name of Julie Layton plays Cassandra. Who is she?
Cassandra is the she was one of the other contestants. She lost, but she was in second place, I guess.
The runner-up,
that's right. And so that character sort of represents a lot of what you would think the women on those shows are like. Leah's play has done a really great job of sort of tunneling down what happens to these women when they take this world that they're forced to be in this tiny house with all these women, as the reality, as that's it. That's what really is happening in life. And so Annie, juxtaposed to Cassandra, are very different in the way that they view what was real, what is real, what's going to happen after the show. And Julie Layton is just fantastic.
Maggie, you said the character Matt, is a good guy. What about your character Annie? Is she an all-American girl too?
She's an all-American sweetheart. Yeah, and if you ever watch The Bachelor, you'll know a lot of the winners are these perfect couples. And Annie would fit that stereotype, I think, of she's got a great job, she's independent, she is smart and classy, and there's nothing really threatening about her.
I do like that the character of Annie, though, has a lot of depth. They talk a lot about her, what happened to her before she came on the show. The character's mother was sick. And so Leah did a good job giving her a lot of depth.
Yeah. So paint a picture for me about the play itself. Are we observing segments of the show as it's on the air, or is this behind the scenes?
So the whole play takes place from when the final episode is shot. Uh-huh. And after that, there's this, like, I don't know, this hiding period, basically, from when they filmed the final episode into post-production to when the show is aired. So the contestants, especially the winners, have to go. They can't talk to people about the ending and the results, and they can't tell people what happened. So they kind of have to – we go to a safe house, essentially.
Sort of the aftermath of what really happens after the cameras are off, in a way.
Well, Ben, what does your character care? Once the show's over,
I care about keeping them happy and keeping things under wraps.
But the show's over.
Well, but I gotta keep. There's a little trouble in paradise, Steve, I gotta keep Matt and Annie happy and together until at least the finale airs. You know, because the success of the show, if the public knows what the results are before the finale airs, whatever 8, 12, 16 weeks down the road, then that's not good for me.
And that trouble in paradise, I'm sure you won't exactly tell me what that is. But.
Well, you know, these kids have known each other for 2 months. And
But people can fall in love in 2 months.
They can. So when the cameras are off.
Now, wait a minute.
What really happened?
Can I say not really?
Steve, come on.
There is an interesting thing that when the play starts, we see that it's the final episode and we see that these characters are proposing and everything, but we all know what's going on. And so we go into the play with this predetermined notion of who these characters are. So what's really interesting is we strip that away. It's established immediately when the play begins, like this is, these people are the all-American, this and that. But when it starts, you start seeing this peel
twists,
away.
Yeah.
And it just, you see the reality of these people.
We had our first preview last night. Opening is tonight, press opening, but we had a preview last night. And I had some friends from out of town who don't really know this company and they don't know St. Louis Theater and they don't really, and they, it was interesting talking to them this morning because we know it so well. But they were actually really surprised.
Well, share that reaction
surprised.
With us. Yeah.
Well, they were with it all the way. I was, in terms of the play and the twists and the turns, they were completely surprised by the last like 3 or 4 scenes and the way things kind of played out, which was nice to hear. You know, when you're living with a play and you know how it's going to go, you're like, I hope the audience doesn't see this coming. And they completely were surprised.
Which is what I like about Leah's writing, mm-hmm. is that she is funny and smart and quick writing, but she gets really dark. And it comes out of nowhere.
It's described, as I said earlier, as a dark comedy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe could you give me a hint about some of that?
It's funny. That's the comedy part.
That's the comedy.
That I got.
At the expense of some people, that's the dark part.
Yeah. I think it's quick pace, lots of back and forth. And it is very funny. But I guess it's dark because it's not –
We're not
doing noises off. Like it's
– Well, and you are putting people in a very heightened circumstance. I mean, going on a reality show and having your whole life stripped away, and then that is your reality for – however long, and then the cameras go away and you're left with your life again, which is completely different than it was before you went on the show. And so that's where it gets.
Is Marty directing or are you, Beth?
Anna Pelleggi is directing.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we mentioned that.
Yes.
Well, you've been there to watch, I guess.
Yes, I've seen.
Have there been any surprises or I don't know?
I think one of the surprising things is the way we're staging this, the concept has come together. Mm-hmm. And it's just even more impressive than I thought it could be. It's staged in a way that layers reality upon reality upon reality. So it's sort of set on what looks like a sound stage. The entire set is sort of based on that. And so the play plays out that way. And I don't want to give too much away about it, but I think we've done a really good job of going beyond the play to make a statement about reality and how that affects us today.
How do you think, you said you've had a one show already, but how do you think audiences will react to this? You know, there are people, like I said before, I'm not a reality show fan. I say that up front. So how do you think will it make any difference to an audience member if they love reality show or don't? Will that affect the way they react to the play, do you think?
I think it will affect the reaction, but I don't think it should affect whether they see it or not. I think if you'd like it, you should see it. And if you don't like reality, you should definitely see it.
Yeah. You don't have to be a fan or have knowledge of reality TV to connect to the piece,
because in the end it really is a story about real people and where how far they're willing to go and how wrapped up they get in their own reality.
Well, and I think it becomes also more it's not about reality. It goes beyond that and it becomes about like realities that we create for ourselves in our lives and how we fool ourselves or not,
the dark part.
You know.
And do any of us really know what reality is anyway?
Exactly. Right? I'm very confused right now.
Yeah. What day is it?
I'm headed there. Hot City Theater presents Leah Romeo's Reality. It opens tonight, runs through December the 20th at the Kranzberg Arts Center. That's in Grand Center here on North Grand. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Hot City's website, and you can find out more about it. Do you all have a favorite reality show now? Maggie?
I watch a lot of cooking shows. Those aren't reality shows.
Ben?
I will say I watch a lot of Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Bess?
I was a Real World on MTV. I liked Real World a lot.
Yeah. All right. Maggie Conroy, Ben Nordstrom, Bess Moynihan, thank you all for being here. Reality opens tonight at the Kranzberg. Thanks so much and break a leg, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
This is St. Louis Public Radio.